One of the things that gives me hope for the future of the Australian film industry isn't when I watch forums like Oz Film versus Oz Audience at SPAR conferences, although that I'm sure such conferences are useful. It's actually when I talk to almost all of the students that I teach at the film school. I've noticed an increasing number of them are completely uninterested in going down standard funding routes for getting feature films up. That is, I'm talking about the students now who want to make feature films. Quite a lot of them don't want to make feature films. Some of them are more interested in working as crew. Some of them are more interested in making short films and just putting them online. Some want to make documentaries, corporate videos, etc., etc. But of the subset of students that are have their eye on the prize of making feature films, there seems to be a I'm not even sure if it's a. I mean, most of them are too young to have been betrayed or let down or pissed off by the current system, because they're not part of the current system and never really have been, nor have I for that matter. But that was a conscious choice on my part after sitting back and watching the way the system works. There's a sort of a can-do attitude. Maybe it's just the arrogance and foolishness of youth, but there's a can-do attitude amongst most of the students that I think, I mean, 15 years ago I might have said was foolish and naive, but now I look at it and it's actually quite wise. They are, and what's really interesting is it's not so much an anti-cinema thing. I mean, many of these students embrace cinema and love cinema, particularly genre cinema, horror films, action films, zombie movies, that sort of thing, and they want to make them. These are the films that they love and they want to make them, and it hasn't even occurred to them that Australians don't make those kind of films. Whereas when I was their age, the idea of an Australian zombie film, an Australian science fiction film, these were almost oxymoronic terms, almost contradictions. Australian zombie film? Australian science fiction film? What are you talking about? Australian romantic comedy, to a lesser extent? These guys don't seem to be bothered by that at all. And the fact that they're either completely oblivious or, perhaps more likely, they just don't care to this cultural stereotyping or cultural cringe, as my generation and older likes to call it. The fact that they're oblivious to it is their strength. What's taken me a long time to overcome, personally, they never had to overcome. They just want to make movies, and they want to make the movies they like. And if that means science fiction or a heist movie with a dark horror twist, you know who you are, or a zombie movie, or a superhero film, they're not bothered by it. I mean, I'm not saying that they're completely naive. I'm sure they understand that if they want their film to have a wide appeal, they're probably not going to have to go for really ochre accents. They're probably going to have to do the equivalent of what Americans do with their mid-Atlantic accent, which I guess would make it a mid-Pacific accent, sort of tone down the Aussiness of it. But what's interesting is most of them don't want to pretend to be American either. Actually get their actors to put on American accents. So I think, it pains me to say it on a personal level, but I think if there's a rebirth in the Australian film industry, it will come from people under the age of 25. And since I'm not under the age of 25, I don't know what that says about me. Do I think it will actually happen, though? I hope so. I hope, in my own very small way, I'm helping to make it happen. Or at the very least, I hope I'm not part of the problem.